Hey folks, Tom Bell here with your Diz Daily Fix for Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. Here's what's happening today. Disney Cruise Line has announced that the beautiful Disney Magic, their very first ship, will be receiving some unexpected upgrades early next year. Vibe, which is the space reserved for teens, is being transformed into a trendy urban loft environment. The Cove Cafe is getting a sophisticated tropical makeover. The Oceaneer Club will be adding Club Disney Junior. And the Senses Spa will have a redesigned rainforest room. The biggest change, however, is the new Rapunzel's Royal Table, which is a new dining experience that will allow guests to step into the Regal Ballroom and take part in Rapunzel's birthday celebration. There will be live music, a themed menu, of course, and a festive parade to end the evening. Surprisingly, the Rapunzel's is taking over the Brazilian-themed Cariocas, which was just added during the Magic's last dry dock in 2013. Speaking of dry dock, these changes will not take place during a dry dock, so while Cariocas is being transformed, guests will add cabanas to their dining rotation. Usually during the day, this is the ship's buffet. It will temporarily serve as a sit-down restaurant and will include some enhanced entertainment. Your awesome service team and your awesome chefs will, of course, follow you there as well. All of these changes are expected to be completed by the March 9th sailing out of Miami. In other news, John Skipper, president of ESPN, has signed a contract extension that will keep him in the position through 2021. He has been at the helm at ESPN since 2012. ESPN has had a rough few years, that's an understatement, losing over 13 million subscribers off of its 100 million subscriber high. Not a huge percentage when you compare it to other cable outlets, but with the high fees paid to professional and college sports leagues and teams, the business model has struggled. Disney's decision to keep Skipper on board, however, could make for a smoother transition as ESPN shifts toward digital with its new streaming service set to launch in early 2018. We'll keep an eye on that. Finally today, unsuspecting Disneyland park guests taking a flight on Star Tours were surprised yesterday when Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, boarded their Star Speeder. You can find a link to the video up on the Diz. Speaking of Star Tours, we know that on Friday, the Star Speeders will begin flights to Crait, one of the destinations featured in the upcoming Star Wars The Last Jedi. During your flight, your Star Speeder will be caught in the middle of an epic battle. What we didn't know is that might not be the only destination, the only new destination, as the Disney Parks blog hinted, there is another. We will have to wait and see as the changes happen this Friday at Disney's Hollywood Studios and Disneyland Park. In today's featured article on the Diz, now that the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival is over, Mike Hughes shares some treats that you can get at Epcot's World Showcase every day of the year in his article, Snacking Around the World. You will find that, of course, at wwwinfo.com. Trending on the Diz boards today, we're going back to Disney Cruise Line. It is a thread from Diddy Bop lamenting the changes coming to the Disney Magic and upset that they are happening during their cruise. Other Dizzers aren't happy, you know, they're kind of backing Diddy Bop up, but some are trying to reassure the original poster. You will find that thread. Cariocas will be closed on our cruise, sad face, in the Disney Cruise Line forum at disboards.com. If you are heading into the parks tomorrow, Anaheim's going to be partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, lows in the upper 50s. Exactly the same in Orlando, just a slight chance of showers in Orlando. Partly cloudy, upper 70s, upper 50s. You will find links to all these stories and more on our Daily Fix main page at wdwinfo.com/dailyfix. That's going to do it for me today, but be sure to join us again tomorrow for the next installment of the Diz Daily Fix. Have a great day.